Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a classic Berenstain Bears book. It's called The Berenstain Bears and the Bad Habit. It was written by Stan and Jan Berenstain and is read today by Mommy. And what's your name? Who are you? What do we call you? A doodly doo.
My name is Jeff.
Jeff.
I'm some random guy named Jeff.
Random guy named Jeff. I'm so happy that you're here, random guy named Jeff. Are you ready for your story?
You know you're talking to a random stranger.
That doesn't matter. I can still sing to you if I want to. I don't mind being quirky. Somebody's got to do it. You ready for your story?
Yes.
Here we go. Habits and ticks. When cubs start to twitch or to scratch or to nibble, what they need is some help, not a lecture or quibble. Wonder what that means. Let's see. Sister Bear, who lived with her mama, papa, and brother in the big tree house down a sunny dirt road deep in Bear Country, had been going to school for quite a while. First, there had been nursery school, which I think is what we call preschool, which was pure fun, playing with dolls and blocks and rolling clay snakes and scribbling with crayons. And next had come kindergarten, and that was fun too. And there were marching games and rhythm band, and she also learned a lot of numbers in kindergarten and most of the alphabet. And now Sister was in first grade. Regular school was different. It was still fun, and she liked Teacher Jane very much, but it wasn't all fun. There was quite a lot of work. Spelling, number problems, all kinds of things. In regular school, you have to concentrate. And sometimes when you concentrate, you form little nervous habits. And that's what happened to some of the cubs in Teacher Jane's class. Lizzie twirled her fur. Twirl, twirl, twirl. Freddie scratched his head. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Norman sucked his thumb. Ugh. And Sister nibbled her nails.
Nibble, 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 nibble.
Before she knew it, she had nibbled them down to nubbins. In fact, she nibbled them down so far that some of her fingers were getting sore.
Oh, dear,
said Mama Bear to Sister when the cubs got home from school one day. You've nibbled your nails down to nubbins. In fact, you've nibbled them clean off. How did it happen?
I'm not exactly sure, Mama, Sister said, but some of them are getting sore.
Said Mama. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll put a little medicine on the sore ones and bits of adhesive tape on all of them. That will remind you not to nibble and will give them a chance to grow back.
The bits of tape helped Sister remember not to nibble, but they also got in the way when she tried to do certain things. It's very hard to hold a pencil with tape all over your fingertips, or tune a TV, or scratch when you have an itch. And when Sister tried to play jacks, she couldn't get any higher than twosies, because they'd stick to her fingers, you see. In the picture we can see, it was not working out for her. But worst of all, the bits of tape told the whole world that Sister Bear was a nail biter. And poor Sister, it doesn't look good for her, does it? The next morning, When Sister lined up for school, Lizzie Bruin and some of the others began pointing and teasing.
Sister nibbles her nails. Sister nibbles her nails.
It didn't take Sister long to decide to pull off those bits of tape. And without the tape, she forgot to remember not to nibble. She forgot during school. She forgot on the bus. She even forgot as she and brother climbed off the bus.
You're gonna have to cut that out, sis, said brother, or you'll get to be a regular full-time nail biter.
I'm afraid your brother's right, said Mama,
who was organizing the wheelbarrow for some garden work.
I don't mean to nag, but nail biting is a very difficult habit to break.
Habit?
Asked Sister, making fists so that her nubbly, nibbled-off nails wouldn't show.
What's a habit?
That's a good question, said Mama. Come along while I plant these tulip bulbs Grizzly Gran sent over, and we'll talk about it. A habit, Mama said, as she pushed the wheelbarrow along the well-worn path, is something you do so often you don't even have to think about it. Habits are a very important part of our lives, and most of them are good, like brushing your teeth and combing your fur when you get up in the morning and looking both ways before you cross a road. But some habits aren't so good.
Like nail biting?
Asked Sister.
You would like to have your nice nails grow back, wouldn't you?
Was Mama's answer.
Oh, yes,
said Sister.
But I keep forgetting. Why is it so hard to remember?
Well, said Mama, it's sort of like this path. I've wheeled this barrow over it so many times that it's worn a deep rut right down the middle, and it keeps getting deeper every time I use it. Why, it's so deep now that I can't get out of it without a little help. That's the way it is with a bad habit. The more you use it, the harder it is to get it out. To get out of it. Here, this is where I want to plant the bulbs.
What about my nail-biting habit?
Asked Sister as she helped Mama out of the deep rut.
How am I going to get out of it?
You just need a little help, that's all, said Mama. Let's plant Gran's tulips while I think about it, and later I'll talk to your papa. He may have some ideas.
I could read the riot act to her,
suggested Papa. You know, nail biting is an outrageous, disgraceful habit, and if you don't stop it immediately,
dear me, no, said Mama. Nail biting is a kind of a nervous habit, and shouting and threatening will just make her more nervous.
I suppose so, said Papa thoughtfully. Perhaps some sort of reward would help. Yeah, a bit of money, let's say, a dime for every day she doesn't bite her nails.
Before Mama could answer, Sister Bear, who had been nervously nibbling in the next room, popped in and said,
A dime? 10 whole cents every day just for not biting my nails?
That's right, said Papa, until the habit's broken.
I'll never nibble again,
she said as she thought of all those lovely dimes she was going to get. But the way it turned out, she didn't get a single dime. All she got was discouraged. A day is a long time, and habits are powerful, especially bad habits. Even with the promise of a dime, Sister couldn't remember not to nibble. Mama and Papa got discouraged too.
Oh well, sighed Mama. Life goes on. I must call Gran and thank her for the tulip bulbs.
Oh, you're very welcome, my dear,
said Gran when Mama called.
And how's everything at your house? Is that so? You know, I was a nail biter when I was a cub, and my mama helped me to stop. What have you tried so far? Well, I think you're right on track with the dime, but instead of a dime, and instead of giving it to her at the end of the day...
What an interesting idea,
said Mama as she listened to wise old Grizzly Gran. So they tried Gran's idea. Instead of a dime at the end of each day, they gave Sister 10 pennies, one for each nail at the beginning of each day. 10 pennies to keep, unless she nibbled. And with those pennies in her pocket, jingling when she got on the school bus, jingling when she jumped rope in the schoolyard, and just waiting to be remembered when some nail decided it needed a nibble, the plan worked. Not perfectly. It's hard to break a habit. And Sister had to give back some of those pennies. But in 10 days, she had 93 pennies. Good for her, right? And even better, she had 10 fine fingernails. Great for picking things up and turning the TV and scratching itches. And the next time she played jacks, she got all the way to tensies.
Phew, said Papa Bear. I'm glad that's over.
Yes, indeed,
agreed Mama, breathing a great sigh of relief. And that's when Brother Bear looked at his fingernails and piped up.
You know, I think I might start biting my nails. I could use the money.
Is that how we want to start things?
No.
I certainly hope you're joking, roared Papa. Because if you're not...
I'm joking,
interrupted Brother. And he was. Sort of. There are really great things that happen when you have your own monies, right? Like you could go to the store and pick something out. But how do we earn money? Do we just have it given to us freely? Mm-mm. No.
I earn lots of money.
Yes, but what do you do to earn it? Good behaviors, maybe? Mm-hmm. Chores? Mm-hmm. Contributing? Mm-hmm. When you contribute to your family at large, good things happen, right? And I'm really glad that this family worked together to help Sister. That's another thing that families can do. We can see if someone in our family needs help, and we can look for ways to help them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is...
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.